Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody out there. Kaylin Patterson, Midwest Muscle, P4P in the house with Desiree Fletcher, the new and only. We'll talk about it in a minute. But this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle. Hard working muscles, naturally. The number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. And if you are a drug-free athlete, look for a solid foundation to stand on, not quicksand, not something that'll fall apart, and a vehicle to drive your goals. Like what, Des?
Like a Mack truck through ice cream.
Snickerdoodle ice cream. Check us out at
p4pmuscle.com. Chocolate.
And now, Snickerlin' Doodlin', let's talk. How you doing, Des?
I am awesome, and I'm so excited because we've got a fantastic show tonight, and it's going to be a fast and furious one, folks. So if you've got questions, I suggest you listen quick and type fast so we can get them in. And Kaylin, tell everybody what we've got in store.
Well, this guy, I don't know. He's so hard working. I think we just missed him. He flew under the radar. And I don't know why it's been this long where we haven't had him on this show, because he is basically identified with the Midwest, and I'm just so confused as to why I haven't thought to have this gentleman on this show. I mean, I've interviewed him for Midwest Muscle. We are quite familiar with each other, and for some reason he just hasn't been on this show, and I'm kind of ashamed and embarrassed to say that, but truth is truth, and you got to get it out there. Because God knows if you try to hide it anyway. So, this man, Keith Hunter, has just been, I'll do a flashback and then we'll get the show started. But this man, there were certain people that I heard about in the natural community that were usually celebrities, sponsored athletes, you know, few and far between, but we got to hear about them. And there were two names that just kept coming up. One was a Stephen Lacey, and the other one was Keith Hunter. And everybody was so happy to say those names when they found out they were on the judging panel, because they knew they were going to get a fair shake. And I was just confused by that, because, you know, I didn't know. And I got to see firsthand Keith Hunter being Keith Hunter. And this person was very frustrated with their placing and basically was trying to find out why, and was using a very harsh tone when they were doing it. And Keith, being a professional, corrected them, let them know about all the flaws that basically kept them from placing higher. And then I found out later that that was one of his competitors. And I was just so blown away by that, because I had not expected that any way, shape, or form. And, you know, because you hear about people knowing each other and being too close. And here's a guy basically not reading the Riot Act, but basically setting the tone of what is professional and what is expected in the criteria at a show. And I was just so happy to see that, because you hear things and there's gossip and then you get to see the truth firsthand. And I was just so blessed that to see that for myself, see it firsthand and not have to hear about it and, you know, question it. I got to see it for myself. So, Dan, I'm going to pass it back to you and we'll get this show started.
All right, so that was Kaylin's flashback. Keith, please say hi to our listener land and share any extra details that you'd like the folks to know about you.
Well, hello, this is Keith Hunter. I am a lifetime drug-free bodybuilder. I'm IPE Pro. I did my first contest in 1982, believe it or not.
Hey.
That's the first show I did. Yeah, I am the promoter of the St. Louis Natural Bodybuilding Classic and IPE Pro Masters Cup that's being held June 24th in St. Louis at the newly renovated Sun Theater. I also promote the Memphis Muscle Showdown, which is held October 21st in Memphis at the Memphis Convention Center. And I am newly the co-promoter with John and Becky Arnold, my wife and I, with the IPE World Championships and NAMBF Nationals being held November 11th in Liberty, Missouri. So I'm very excited
Whoa.
To be a part of that. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm very excited to be a part of that. And I'm also an IPE certified sanctioned judge and NAMBF sanction judge, and I'm also the state representative for the state of Tennessee as well. So, you know, just trying to do everything I can do to possibly promote natural bodybuilding and promote the sport. I'm also, of course, a certified personal trainer and a certified sports nutritionist, and that's what I do for a living. I'm a trainer, prep coach, and, you know, I love what I do. I just love helping everybody from a housewife to any of the competitive athletes, just trying to change their life and lead them in the right direction and just, you know, be a positive influence, you know, in the sport of natural bodybuilding and in the area of health and fitness. So that's just a little bit of background about myself, and I'm just here to, you know, promote the sport, promote these fantastic shows that are coming up, and answer any questions I can from the fans or athletes or whoever calls in this evening.
Well, talk about fantastic shows and promoting. So I just have to take a step back because you just kind of threw this out there and then just glossed right on past it. But the Worlds, okay,
yeah.
IBE Worlds, they're
yeah.
coming to Missouri. So in it's the Midwest. Here, I'm over here stuttering. I mean, oh, my gosh. I mean, the Midwest has been blowing up. Yeah, road trip. In fact,
yeah.
we were just there, so we know where to go. But, yeah,
right,
so tell us about that.
Well, it's an exciting thing. You know, last year, actually, the Worlds were held in the Kansas City area for the first time, and it was promoted
yeah.
by the IPA chairman, Fred Rolette, and his wife, Jan, this year. But they approached us because I'm sure they're busy. They have a lot of things going on with this new chairman and co-chairmanship of the IPE. And they talked to John and Becky and I and my wife and I about taking the show over, and we were glad to jump in. It's a big endeavor. I mean, you know, taking on the world, you're expecting, you know, over 200 professionals. And like I said, there's also an amateur show along with that, which is the NANBF Nationals, which is a pro qualifier as well. So that goes along with it. And, you know, you're talking about $55,000 in prize money being given out to the professionals.
Whoa.
And we had professionals from every organization last year, the NGA, you know, IPA, you know, just everywhere, from all of them. So, you know, all the natural organizations that we're associated with, we had people come from Australia, you know, we had people come from Hong Kong, you know, all over the country, so, and all over the world to compete. And we're hoping to grow it even more. You know, right now we've got some support of some pretty good sponsors. You know, I'm going to leave some of those unnamed as of now because there's a lot of people grappling for those sponsors, for its major sponsors. But we've got a lot of support from the natural bodybuilding community. And John and Becky and I and my wife, we actually promoted the USA together 2 years ago in St. Louis. And I don't know if it was a raging success. So we've co-promoted together before. We love working with each other. We all four of us have the same goals in mind, which is growing natural bodybuilding and making sure that the athletes, the family, the sponsors, the people that are attending have the greatest experience possible. And that's always the goal for me as a promoter. We want the athletes and their families to have a great experience and want to compete and want to pass their sport on to other people. So that's kind of where I'm coming. It's a very exciting time in our sport. You know, so I'm excited about being a part and taking on this endeavor. It's a big deal, but you know, I'm working with the right people to make sure that it continues to grow. So, but I think it's great having it in the Midwest because it allows people to come from all over the country. You know, flying
yep.
into Kansas City is a pretty inexpensive. We've got great hotel rates. All those things are very positive. So I think it's going to be a great success.
Well, that's exciting news. I mean, that's big news. Anybody who's listening
mm-hmm.
to you, if you don't understand that that's big news, let me tell you, that's big news. So very exciting.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. So we've got a couple of questions that have been rolling in already from our listeners.
Sure.
So Ron wants to know if now that you've taken on the world, if you're still going to be promoting the show you have in Tennessee.
Yes, I am, without a doubt. It comes up. In fact, it's called the Memphis Muscle Showdown. This comes off October 21st. This is our third year, and I'm just very excited, you know, because you know, honestly, we went into an area, you know, I told my wife I wanted to put this show on in Tennessee, and she's like, are you sure? Do you know anybody down there? And I'm like, no, but I know there's no natural body. There's not a lot of natural bodybuilding. In our first year, we had to show at the University of Memphis, and we had about 20-some competitors. Last year, we grew to over 30. It actually is a pro qualifier now. And we're expecting many, many more than that this year because everybody has such a great time. We heard that from the judges. You know, we have an after party at B.B. King's on Beale Street. You know, it's a fun show. I mean, the hotel that they're hosting, the people are so wonderful. And, you know, Memphis is a fun town. You know, you talk about Southern hospitality. That's exactly what we've experienced there. So, oh, no, we're not backing off of that show. We're hoping to double it in size. And it is a pro qualifier. So those that are looking late in the season to drive from St. Louis, Kansas City, or anywhere in the South and experience, have, you know, a great show and the opportunity to get an IPE pro card, by all means, the show will go on, and we're expecting fantastic growth and a lot of fun from the Memphis Muscle Showdown this year.
Okay, awesome. So what's the date on that, and do you have a website, or is there a place that folks could go to get more information registration?
The date of the show is October 21st. It will be held at the Memphis Convention Center, which is where it was held last year. They can get more information at hunterbodies.com, but the actual entries for our show on that website is memphismuscle.com. So they can go directly to that show's website as well. Again, it's memphismuscle.com, and they can always gain more information about any of the shows that we're involved in on hunterbodies.com, and they're also on Instagram with hunterbodies.
Okay, very good. So our next question, this is more of a technical question. Sarah wants to know if the posing is a changing thing or is the criteria set for the duration. So I don't quite have clarification on if she's talking about bikini posing. I know there's been some scuttle about what's going on with figure posing. Okay, bikini posing. So she's asking about the quarter turn. So is bikini posing continuing
to
evolve, or is it set?
And what we're doing is really trying to give the judges and the athletes an opportunity to really, you know, show themselves more. You know, with quarter turns, we're able to really look at the physique. We're able to assess the physique better. We're able to compare the physiques more, because what we have found is the athletes in bikini are evolving just like in every other part of the sport. They're becoming, you know, better and better. You know, I remember going to shows, and this is nothing against bikini at all. You may have quality athletes in a class where that's just unheard of. I mean, I just being in Liberty this past weekend, we had 80 competitors in that show, and I would say 60 of them were fantastic, and there were no bad ones. So, you know, the quarter turns really allows you on the judging panel to really assess the physique a little bit more, to take a better look, and really, really give the athletes an opportunity to be judged more fairly. And that's what it's for. We want to make sure that they get their opportunity on stage to really show their physique, and that they get compared to the top people equally. So that's the goal. And there was no really hesitation in it in our meetings in Las Vegas. It pretty much everyone was on accord with adding those quarter turns, and thought that it would be a positive thing. And we've gotten nothing but positive feedback, actually, from the athletes as well.
Yeah, I think what everybody's concerned about is that there were some other shows where the criteria wasn't matching what they were doing on stage. And I know at the show that we were all at, basically you guys were correcting them, because some of the competitors, and I think that's just the sign of the times, is that they think that they can do what they want instead of doing what the judges are expecting. And, you know, some of them had their feelings hurt, but they were basically set in line in a professional way, because that could have gone really bad really quick if it had not been done that fast.
Well, and this is the thing with that, Caitlin. Anytime there's new criteria, new posing criteria in the class. You know, that first, those first few shows, it's going to be a little bit of gray area, but that's why it's very important for a judge like Rebecca Woody that was at the head judge at Table of Liberty to correct the people. So they, over a period of time, they learn. Not only do they learn, I'm a opposing coach myself. So it's very important for me as a opposing coach to not to know and understand the criteria so I can teach my athletes that are coming to my class. So
yes,
it's very important. And there's a number of quality posing coaches all over the Midwest, and they want to make sure that they understand and know what they're teaching too. And that's why I always tell athletes, it doesn't matter whether you come to me or where you go. It's really important if you're in the area, even if you have to drive 40, 50 minutes, attend a qualified posing class with a coach that you can get some references from, because they know the criteria, they understand it, and
yes,
they can make sure when you walk on stage that you understand what's expected of you on stage.
Without a doubt.
So
it's really
important that they get that help and understand. But those quarterturns are here to stay. They're not going away, and they're there so that we, like I said, we give the athletes an opportunity to be seen and be judged, we think, more completely and more fairly. That's the goal. We don't want them to feel like they're not getting a fair shake or not getting a good look. We want to make sure from every angle, from every position, from every side, that their symmetry, their shape, and their muscularity. Yes, when people hear me say muscularity and bikini, there is a level of muscularity that counts. So we want to make sure that that is seen during their quarter turn. So that's what that is there for.
All right. Thank you. And, Sarah, I hope that answers your question there. All right. Now, Bill and Wanda, we're going to jump back to your St. Louis show. They want to know the story behind the championship belts that go to the winners.
It's an amazing story. And Caden County, he's kind of experienced it. The first year that I added these championship belts, these are WBC replica belts, you know, that I buy from directly from Title Boxing. And it's just kind of something that I came up with. I'm like, you know, I'd given out swords. A lot of people gave out swords. I'd given out some other things. And people, I said, oh, I'm going to give out a championship belt. Well, it was amazing, the response, these athletes, the way they held. They were holding these belts up like they were the heavyweight champions of the world. And guess what? They were the champions that night. So I have athletes to call all the time to enter the show. Are you still giving out those championship belts? Yes, we are. That belt is synonymous with our show. People love it. People brag about having one of those belts. So it's an amazing thing. But we in no immediate future do we plan on ever taking those belts out. It's a pretty cool thing. And, you know, as an athlete and as a competitor myself, I was talking to Lisa Matthews this weekend, and she goes, well, when I won your show, Keith, I had a sword. I didn't get one of those belts. So, you know, it's a big thing. And Susan Bishop, one of her athletes who won the show, the figure pro division last year, she said it sits on the middle of her mantle at home. So those belts are pretty cool, and we have no intentions on taking those belts away anytime soon. So We tell everyone,
good,
come out and see if you can win one of those belts, you know. And we give them to the amateurs as well as the professionals, too. So the amateur winners, the pro court winners, they also receive one of those championship belts.
Now, Keith, I got to say, because you think big. I mean, yeah, your mind seems to never stop working, but it never stops working for the athlete. And I'm just I'm proud of that. I respect that more than you can imagine. But and there's certain things that you've done that just basically have been pushing the envelope ever since I've known you. And that the one when you had it at that big butt near the Budweiser building.
That was the first
time I had seen natural celebrities.
Yes.
And I remember when we were doing the interviews, there were half-moon-sized audiences standing behind the camera watching us do the interviews, waiting to talk with the athletes. How did you create that kind of atmosphere And is that something we can duplicate a little further north in Iowa and closer to Chicago?
Well, it's something that I'm trying to duplicate across the sport. I mean, one of the things for me, Kaylin, like I said, is the growth of this sport is very, very important to me. The sport has given me a lot. It's given me the opportunity, actually, being honest, one of the things that it's done is given me an opportunity to actually make a living and make a better living for my family doing something that I absolutely love. So my goal is always to give back to the athletes and to the sport itself. I just built a relationship with some of the news people here, and I called them up, I talked to them, I said, look, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm trying to accomplish. And, you know, when you see a CBS affiliate, an ABC affiliate, NBC affiliate, doing not only were they at the shows, Katie, but you know as well as I know, they've come out and done stories on some of the athletes,
yes,
preceding the shows. And, it just, from Rennie Knott and Steve, these people, and they've given me a lot of support. And I also have to also thank, my sponsors, my name sponsors for the St. Louis, Natural Bodybuilding Classic, First Form and Supplement Super. So they've been very good about helping me drive that message across, and also the St. Louis Sports Commission. So we've been very blessed here in St. Louis to get that type of support. But, when I told people I was going to have a press conference for the pros, it's like, well, what do you mean a press conference, And so when people showed up, they were blown away. They go, this, they have real press here. And I'm like, well, this is the goal. I really want to give the athletes an opportunity to get as much exposure as possible from the show. I want people to understand the type of drive and the type of work that the athletes put in. So I'm trying to get it more and more exposure all the time, Kaylin. That's my goal, and I will continue to push that envelope as much as possible. But the key is, I think, not only just here in St. Louis, but like you said, in Chicago, I'm trying to do the same thing in Memphis, is build some quality relationships within the TV and radio community. And I think if you call enough, if you talk to them enough, what the sport of natural bodybuilding is, and how it changes lives, how it saves lives, how it, when you hear stories of people battling cancer and this is what kept them going, people who've broken their backs and the first time they ever lifted a weight was after they were in a car accident and now they're getting on stage, people losing 100 pounds, people defeating eating disorders. When you hear it, when they understand what you're really doing, they will come out. So I haven't done anything special, but knock on doors, ring, phone, shoot emails, whatever it took for me to get in front of these people and tell the story of what's going on. And I've just been lucky and blessed that, the local TV community here in St. Louis, they responded very positively. You see it when you're here.
Yes.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
I'm going to continue to push that envelope and continue to try to grow it in that way. And I don't want to just
Thank
do
God
it
for that.
Here. I want to do it all around the sport, like you say, in Chicago, in Iowa, in Memphis, and that's one of the things that I really want to press for the world is these are top-notch, high-end, unbelievable athletes in the pros, and we want to make sure that people get a chance and the opportunity to actually see the accomplishment of these athletes. So, that's my goal. I am lucky enough this past year to have a number of my family members start to compete. I have a niece who won my Memphis show and got her pro card. I have my brother-in-law who got his pro card at one of my shows in St. Louis. And, my son, just competed in his first show in October of last year. I don't know if you all knew that. Yeah. But Keith Jr. actually won the novice at the NAMBF Nationals and took second, was only 1 point away from receiving his pro card in his first show. So, I just look at it as, I'm stepping away from competing myself. I would like to do one more show just so I could compete on the same stage with my son once so we can experience traveling and being backstage and going through that process together. And so once I do that, my goal is now is to be an ambassador. You know, I've always said that, okay, I want to be the best ambassador for this sport that I could possibly be. I want to be the best role model in natural bodybuilding that I could possibly be. I don't run away from that. You know, you hear some athletes in other sports say, well, I'm not a role model. Well, I take that on, and I want to try to be the best one that I could be. I'm far from perfect, but I know that, you know, I can shine a positive light on this sport, and that's my goal.
Well, and that's an awesome goal to have, and I'm just impressed with the legacy that you've got going on, so that's great. And I'm always excited when I see athletes and their kids stepping up and following in the line of natural bodybilding and all of that, so kudos on
and
that.
I talked to three or four people this weekend who their kids were competing, and I did. It really had a special place in my heart. And, you know, I talked to one professional, and her daughter was competing this weekend in Liberty at 13 years old, you know. So that is just I love to see it, and I just hope it continues to happen more and more. So that's, you know, like I said, anything I can do to promote the sport, to make it better, to make it grow, you know, I'm here to try to do that.
Well, and that, you know, that's one of the things you talk about, the exciting things going on in bodybuilding. And one of the things that I find exciting is just the way that the promoters are stepping up and just trying to do more and more to help the sport grow. And being a public relations practitioner, I'm excited that you have embraced media relations, because I do feel that that's a piece that is missing in the communities where these shows are being held. So awesome job on that. And I know we're running short on time with you, so I want to get in a last question or two before you have to scoop. But, you know, given all of the things that are going on in the natural body building community right now, what are just, you know, your top one or two things that have got you most excited?
Well, I think one of the top things that, you know, I kind of spoke on a little bit is the amount of young people that I see getting involved in the sports. You know, I was amazed, you know, last year at my show in St. Louis, and I was also amazed at some of the shows throughout the year to see that age bracket of 18 to 25-year-old athletes competing. And not just competing, but looking fantastic. And they're coming from all different sports, from football, from gymnastics, from track and field. And I you know, when I go and speak at schools and I talk to you, this is a great avenue after you're done with that competitive sport to keep enough that competitive edge to stay in shape, to be healthy. And I just to see these kids doing it, you know, like even with my son and my great niece and other, you know, kids in my family, and just but to see so many other people doing it, it got me very excited. But the other thing that I'm very excited about is the coming together of some of the organizations, the opening of the lines, allowing the athletes to compete. If you want to compete in the WNBF, you can. If you want to compete in the IPE, you can. If you want to compete in the INBA, you know, I think it's very important to allow athletes, you know, we all have the same goal in mind, which is to promote natural bodybuilding. And we don't want to restrict the athletes. We want to open our doors and welcome them in. You know, it's important that we do that. And I've seen more and more of it happening. I think it can get still much more. It can become much greater. I think the pulling together of different organizations and allowing people to compete across the organization. And I'm hoping in the future that we can pull some organizations together and put on bigger shows, you know, that we can have a world championships, you know, in the near future that includes all four or five of the top organizations as together, you know. So those are the things that I'm wishing for and I'm hoping for. Kaylee, you know I've said this before. You've heard me say it over and over again, you know. So this is something because if we really want to grow the sport, if we want to get, like you said, the media communications that we're looking for from magazines, from radio, from television, these are the things that we need to do, and we need to do them together. And I just think if we do that, the opportunities for these athletes and the opportunities for us to get people healthy and to preach the word that we're talking about, drug-free bodybuilding, we will be able to do that, and we'll reach even more people that way. So that's I see it happening. I'm just hoping in the future that it continues. So the youth is being involved in the sports, the amount of cost, competitiveness, those are the two things that I really see that's going on that I'm really excited about.
Very good. And last question, I think you've pretty much answered this, but we'll give you one more chance to give a recap or elaborate. And Jake wants to know, how can this sport improve?
Well, you know, I kind of said some of those things all along. You know, I think that it's really important that, like I said, that we pull together our resources, that we continue to talk to all the, you know, to the top supplement companies out here like P4P, you know, First Form, you know, all of these companies that are doing fantastic things, and get people to pull together and realize they're not enemies. These people are all have the same goals in mind, which are making people healthy, which is changing people's lives, building muscle, getting people leaner, getting people happier, overcoming, fighting high cholesterol, fighting obesity. But you, if people don't know, in recent reports, our number one killer in America now today is obesity. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing that will defeat this more than the sport of natural bodybuilding. What is the fountain of youth? Natural bodybuilding. That's what it is. That is the ultimate. So if we can get people to pull together, and not only pull together, but stick the line, stay the line of not accepting anything else but true natural bodybuilding. No, we don't accept this hormone, we don't accept that hormone. We need that stringent line. And if someone doesn't qualify, we have to say, no, we're not going to allow you to compete. We have to stay that line. And we have to be stringent on our drug testing. We have to be consistent, and we have to stick together in this pool. If a guy's failed test over here, you know, we can't just say, oh, well, you can come over here and compete. You know, it's just, that's not what we need to do. We need to support one another. And I think that'll help them to make the sport better, and it'll make it grow more.
Well, that's so very true. And I just have one more. And
sure.
You know, you and I have talked about this. Yeah, I'm going to keep it quick. But you and I have talked about this in the past. And, then, you know, it's about the pioneers of the sport and how they've done all the hard work, yourself included. But it seems like the rewards are going to the people that don't really know how to enjoy it or really accept what they're being given. But how excited are you knowing that now natural athletes are being sponsored in the way that you guys should have been sponsored back in the day? Because I think that was the one clear disadvantage to being a natural athlete, is that you never got any break.
It's absolutely amazing to me. I just see athletes being sponsored, getting full sponsorships. It's absolutely fantastic. I just seen that Siobhan Cunningham got a full sponsorship, and he announced it today. They're just, you know, the people that are getting sponsorship. I know that Cliff Wilson has a sponsorship through my sponsor, through First Form and Supplement Superstore. These things are amazing. And I people say, oh, Kiva, you didn't get to. It doesn't matter. That was my whole goal of being an athlete, to see the benefits of this sport. I'm still, to me, I'm benefiting from it anyway, because the amount of athletes and the people that are getting, you can be a natural athlete and you can become a fitness model. You can get a full sponsorship. You can do photo shoots. You can get this without resorting to using drugs. You know? So to see the sport grow to that point, you can do movies. There's people that are getting opportunities to do movies now. So that's an amazing thing, Kaylee. And, you know, we've talked about it. To see this as an ambassador, to me, I can't be more excited for the youth and the young athletes that are getting involved in the opportunities that they are receiving from these great companies and and magazines and everything. And as long as we can, like I said, as long as we can stay the line and support our athletes and be positive about their accomplishments, you know, it's going to continue to grow in that direction. So I couldn't be more excited. And, you know, last year at my show in St. Louis for the 10th anniversary, First Form gave out 3 complete full-year sponsorships.
Wow.
Now, how exciting is that to come to a show knowing 3 of these athletes are going to leave with First Form full sponsorship? That's exciting.
That's unheard of, man. Wow.
Yeah, so it's happening, and it's one of those things that it's going to continue to happen more. It's going to continue to grow. So to see companies, like I said, like the CP4P and the other companies doing these sponsoring athletes, it's just an amazing thing. And it's a win-win situation because they don't have to worry about, oh, somebody asks, well, is that athlete taking drugs or this? No, this is a natural athlete. This guy is a natural mid-states champion. He's the St. Louis natural bodybuilding champion. He's the Southern States natural bodybuilding champion. So these are drug-free athletes, and they're accomplishing amazing physiques, and they're producing amazing physiques. So it can be done. And the evolution of the sport is here, it's growing, and these wonderful things are being accomplished, and I'm just glad and blessed to be a part of it.
Ooh, exciting stuff. So, Keith,
yes,
thanks
is.
So much. Thanks so
no
much
problem.
For joining us tonight. We've loved it.
Yeah. I just want to once again, if I could just give a rundown, you know, we have in June 24th, we have the St. Louis Natural Bodybuilding Classic coming up, the Pro Masters Cup. You can get all the information about the show through either hunterbodies.com or stlmuscle.com. Then we also have the Memphis Muscle Showdown coming up in October at the Memphis Convention Center. You can get that through memphismuscle.com or hunterbodies.com, and also as well as on Hunter Bodies Instagram. And, of course, the granddaddy of them all, IPA World Championships and the NAMBF Nationals coming up November 11th in Liberty. And we'll be pushing out information about that. And, of course, all of those shows are also on, you know, the NAMBF and the IPE websites as well. So I just want to thank you all for having me on, giving me an opportunity.
Thank you.
You know how I am, Kaden. I can go on and on for hours. But I just really appreciate the opportunity to talk about the sport. I'm always willing to talk to people. I'm always willing to try to teach. I'm always willing to try to help. So, I look at it as a blessing to be, you know, considered. Kaden's always said, oh, well, you're an ambassador. Well, if I can be considered that, or if anyone even puts me in that realm of things, I'm proud. And I'm thankful, you know, to be able to just promote the sport in any way
I can.
Sure do. So, yeah, I appreciate it. I really do. And again, I want to thank you all for the opportunity for being on. And if you all need me to come on and help or talk in any way, you know, give me a call. I'm here to help. And I'm thankful again for you all having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, you all heard it.
Please,
he said he can
money.
Come back.
I will.
You don't have to offer twice.
Especially on the judging side.
Yeah, I'd love to come back and talk about judging as well. I think it's important that people understand, you know, and one thing I would say about that too, real quickly about the judging thing, we need judges. We're looking for athletes to judge. We're looking for people to judge. Please come out. Give the promoter a call. All you have to do is say, I want to test judge. You have to go through the test judging process twice. You have to score within a certain percentage. And if you do that, you become a sanctioned judge. We need new judges. We need new blood. We need younger people. We need women. We need people of all everywhere to come out and be a part of this sport. This gives you an opportunity to give back. And when you sit on that side of it and you judge, you'll understand the difficulties that judges go through. Every call is not as clear-cut as everybody may think it is. It's a difficult process, you know. You know, I've been there as an athlete myself, and I've also been there as a judge. So I'm telling you, it's a difficult process for the judges to scrutinize the athletes. It's tough. So just keep that in mind. But remember, again, as I'm saying, as I leave, we're looking for people to judge. Give the promoter of your local show a call. Tell them you want to test judge. We're looking for people to come out and test judge and become judges.
All right, very good. Y'all heard it.
Okay.
So let's be calling some promoters and get signed up. All right, Keith, have a great night,
thanks,
and we will be in touch
you
with
you.
You
do the same. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. All right, Dez, hold on.
My
hold
God.
On, Dez. Hold on, Dez. Hold on.
What am I holding on to?
Okay. Amanda, Sarah, Bill, Tom, Jade, Luke, Linda, Molly, Shannon, all of you, please stop yelling at me. We did not forget that Dez had a great weekend. We had Keith on the show. He had a limited time. I did not miss my PIC, and I'm not disrespecting her, okay? Just calm down. Just calm down. We now have time to speak on that, all right? So please, don't kill the brother. Okay.
Poor Kaylin.
Wow.
You've been begging for your, pleading for your life for a couple weeks now.
Yikes.
Shoot. And last week he was pleading for me. I tell ya. Woo! Peak week. I was a little grumpy. But yes. So last weekend, National Southern States Classic, and I was able, blessed to participate in that show. It was a good weekend. I took first in my class, and then I also won overall. So I now have my pro card in the open category, which was a goal of mine, a big goal of mine. And I just don't even have words. It was such an amazing experience. There were so many great ladies there. As he said, you know, out of 85 athletes, you know, he counted 60 of them that he thought were top caliber. I'm probably putting words in his mouth, but I think I'm paraphrasing what he said. So, I mean, it was a,
no,
it was
no,
a great
no. You're,
show,
you're on it.
John and Becky Arnold always put on a good show. It was seamless, very smooth. I couldn't have pointed to any challenges that happened. I mean, maybe they saw it, but, you know, from the athlete perspective, it was a good time, and I really enjoyed it. So yeah, it was a good weekend. But any
it's
weekend
wonderful.
You can compete
but,
is a good
you
weekend.
Know, I, of course, I got to do something back behind the scenes, and there was some people, like I said with Keith, and we were talking about it, because he was one of the judges at the show, and I think either from really, really poor coaching or basically self-taught, I'm really not sure because I didn't have a chance to speak with those athletes that decided to go their own way with their posing. But I'm telling you, it really cost them, and some of them were removed from the stage simply because it became so combative with telling, you know, I get that we all have our favorite pose, the one that we like best, but if that's the only pose you're going to do on stage, you're going to embarrass yourself. It is a sport. There are rules. There are regulations. And if you break them, you know, like just like in basketball, getting too many personal fouls, football personal fouls, tennis, assaulting with language, there's certain things that cannot be lines that can't be crossed, and if you do them, your family, friends, and everyone else is going to be really ashamed of your behavior, for one, and number two, you're going to be given a score that does not usually signify the presentation you brought physically. So I would be very reminding of everyone, please, realize that this is a sport. There are rules, there are regulations, there are criteria. I can't imagine, you know, playing basketball and then having some football thing added in there simply because it's better for the person that's competing. No, everybody competes on the same stage, under the same criteria, under the same rules, under the same regulation. So
you know, that was a big thing over the weekend. People were confused about the posing, people standing a certain way. We, Desiree and I, were there live, so we can tell you it was not. It was N-O-T, not validated. They were asked to correct those poses. You know, it's a shame that some of those pictures got out, or it's a good thing that they got out so people could see, you know, no, they're not supposed to stand this way. And the judges did correct that, and it was addressed in house. So, you know, a lot of people got confused because they were thinking this is a new pose or new stance. Not true. And I'll let Dennis take it from there.
Oh, and that's true. So a little bit about what Kaylin's talking about is in the NANBF in particular is what we're talking about today, because every organization can be a little bit different on their posing. So, again, you know, check out the criteria for whatever organization you're competing in.
Please.
But they requested that the hips be square, that there is no twisting. So, you know, a lot of times when you see bikini girls pose, especially in the NPC, and it's also prevalent in the natural community and several organizations where you plant your hips or you plant your feet and then you slightly twist your hip to show more of your side oblique. It helps to hide flaws, whatever reason you want to do it, but it's a form of a pose. And they asked point blank and made it very clear in the athletes meeting for bikini that when you pose, your hips need to be square. They need to be facing the judge. They did not want to see any twisting. And that was different than what some of the athletes had been practicing. Throw in the quarter turn and you've got, you know, kind of a mild chaos going on, depending on the athlete as to, oh my gosh, well, what am I going to do now? And in one case in particular, the judge warned the girls, I don't know, at least two or three times, because I was up next waiting to go on stage. So I was actually behind stage or off stage when this was happening. And it got to the point where they asked all of them to exit the stage and basically said, all right, we're not going to have any twisting. Hips need to be square. We're going to bring you all back out again. If I have to ask you to square up your hips again, you will be moved to the end of the line, and you're no longer going to be judged. And so, you know, the gals, well, I'm sure they were trying to correct on stage. Maybe some of them were, maybe some of them weren't. They just figured, well, I'll just keep doing what I'm doing until she calls me out individually. Well, that strategy didn't quite work for them. So they wanted hips squared. They were consistent across the board. That was the expectation, and that's what they demanded. And it wasn't a surprise, as Kaylin said, because we were all informed in the athletes' meeting prior to getting on stage, and they reinforced it when we were on stage. And I have to say that's a little stressful, being behind stage, and you all of a sudden see all the girls filing off, and you're like, what on earth is going on? And then you hear what the judges are saying, and then, you know, then you got a little bit of a head game going on, and, oh, my gosh, is my posing right? Am I going to have my hips square? You know, da-da-da-da-da. And thankfully, my group that was out there, we didn't have any issues, but we were all kind of like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that just happened type thing. Because that typically, historically, I've never seen that happen before. So when they say hip squared, they're serious. So if you plan on competing in the NANBF bikini girls, square your hips and ask your coach. And if your coach tells you, just wait till they call you out individually, you might get away with that and you might not. So if you're willing to take that risk, more power to you. But if it's me, I'm practicing right now on how to present my body the best way I can with my hips squared. So, yeah.
And, you know,
but,
and like you're saying, when you're talking about the criteria and when you're talking about it's across the board. And, you know, a lot of people felt picked on. Well, yeah, you're going to feel picked on if you're the one doing it wrong. And they have to keep telling you and addressing it. So, you know, I'm glad it didn't blow up as bad as I thought it would. There was some belly aching because, yeah, they'd been taught wrong and they figured, you know, this is what I was taught, I should be able to do it because it shows my best. But if it's not part of the criteria, it's your worst. And I feel bad for the competitor because, like I said, I don't know if it's self-taught. I don't know if it's poor coaching. I'm not sure, but it really cost that competitor, some competitors, because they had the same thing happen the next day with bodybuilding and men's physique. They have criteria, and it's best to research it so you don't have the issues that we are speaking of now, because it really can take a happy day and turn it south real quick.
So, Kaylin, I wasn't able to see day two of the competition. So for anybody who's familiar with Natural Southern States Classic, it's a two-day format. So Bikini has grown large enough, yay, Bikini, that it has its own night. And then on the second day, you have two shows. In the morning, it's usually a combination of women's bodybuilding and men's physique. And then in the evening, you know, and it might not exactly have been this way, but as an example, men's bodybuilding and women's figure. And so they break it up into the two shows because, A, with the large enough number of competitors, and, B, to make sure that everybody has that experience, judges have enough time to get a good look at the competitors, so on and so forth. So I was on a mad dash to Colorado, and I didn't get to see day two, but talk to me a little bit about what was going on in men's bodybuilding and physique posing. What were the issues there?
You know, once again, they had the set criteria. And I think because Dez and I are so into this that we research it ahead of time just because we have to research it to be able to answer your questions. And so we know going in what to expect, and if it's something off, we'll probably be the first ones to see it. And it's usually not on the judge's side. It's on the competitor side where they have this new creative look that they're trying to do. And like they said, it might fly in other, I guess, smaller venues or unknown organizations because they just want competitors. But when you have the standard of the Midwest, which is the IPE, you cannot basically keep letting people get away with what would, in essence, be considered cheating. You know, like in basketball, there's dribbling, and then there's carrying the ball. It seems like it's the same thing, but it's basically getting the upper hand on the defender because you're not doing what is expected with the rules and regulations. So with bodybuilding, it was they warned about the trunks, you know, being a little bit too revealing. And the people really wanted to show off those glutes. Yes, they really wanted to show off those glutes, and they were tucking them in, and they were, you know, it told to basically untuck and, you know, basically show off your physique with the trunks covering the decent part because we do have children in the audience. And, you know, they would do it for maybe one or two poses, and then when they check their hammy, they show a little bit more. So, you know, in the men's physique, it was the hip square again. And also, I, like I said, either from poor coaching or just trying to do something unique, you know, aside from what everybody else was doing, and the men's physique were caught doing bodybuilding poses. And they basically stopped warning them and started deducting. And, you know, like I said, there were some physiques that were phenomenal, but because of the poor scoring, they were being punished for not listening or standing in regulation of what's expected and required. And it was, you know, it's one of those things where the sport is growing, and that's a great thing. Like Keith said, it's very exciting. But it also draws in people that are, you know, I would say not mentally ready to be competitors, because there is a mindset you do need to compete against others. And, you know, if you don't place well, everybody's not cheating. If you're not doing what you're supposed to, you know, I just can't see how you say, you know, I was robbed. You're robbing yourself. I can't, you know, it's almost like going to the bank and withdrawing all your money and then saying you don't have anything in there. You've done this to yourself, and you're blaming everyone else because you wanted that big liquid crystal TV when you didn't have the money to pay your bills. And that's basically what happens on stage when you're not doing what is required. And like Ben says, there's a standard. And thank God for those standards. Thank God for the drug cuts. Thank God for everything that is natural bodybuilding. But you can't say just this one time make an exception because you know, I don't know any other way to do what I'm doing. You know, if you run out of bounds with the ball, granted, you probably didn't mean to run out of bounds with the ball, but you're still out of bounds. So, you know, the play stops in anything. In anything, this is one of the rules, and the same in natural bodybuilding. So we have to be mindful of that. And, you know, it is frustrating, especially, like I said, if you're stepping on stage like Deb was saying, you're seeing it happen, and you're like, okay, I want to do this right. And we don't want that kind of nervousness coming out of something that's supposed to be a great time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, whew. Anyway, so if you were able to witness those things, you know, use it to your advantage and correct now. If you weren't, but you're listening, you're planning to compete in the NAMBF, use it to your advantage and correct now, because we want to see you do the best that you can absolutely do. So,
yes,
you know, and for all the athletes who had issue with it during last week's show, hopefully they've taken that learning and they're practicing on doing it the way that is expected for that organization, and they'll be in a position to rock it at their next show. So, you know, fingers crossed on all of those fronts. And speaking of shows, Kaylin and I are going to be at the Chi-Town Showdown May 13th. If you guys are in the area, come check it out. Support natural bodybuilding, and be sure you come over and say hi to us, because we'd love to see you, meet you, snap some selfies, you know, all that fun stuff. We'll have our booth set up. And, you know, maybe we'll get an impromptu interview. Wouldn't that be fun, getting some of our listeners on an interview? That would be awesome.
That
so
would
come
be
check
nice.
Us out. And
yes.
We were able to, we got to grab a couple of interviews from last weekend. We're going to be getting those posted to Midwest Muscle and to our YouTube page. So you're going to want to check those out as well. And with that
one thing.
Uh-oh.
Because of Bikini being so nice, most of the time I see three women from the overall classes compete, and Dez had an opportunity to go up against seven because the show had that kind of competition. So there were seven competitors competing for the overall, and I am so proud to say that I know this woman because they worked them for that pro card. There was not a tired body on stage, and the ones that were really got dismissed quickly. But in the overall, everybody wanted that chance, and they worked their butts on to do it. So I'm very proud that this lady ended up being the one that worked the hardest. So, Dez, congratulations. Well done. And you got so much hardware. I don't know how. Oh, yeah, you had your son to help you carry. Because I was like, after all that posing, I would have been exhausted.
Yeah, Don and Becky put together a great package, for sure. And so thank you very much, Kaylin. Again, you know what? Praise the Lord. All glory to God. It was just a great night. And we'll see what May 13th is going to bring. I'm still training hard. I'm still prepping the best that I can. So I hope to bring a good presentation to that show as well. And we'll be planning on making a pro debut at some point this year. My strategy there is I just want to get some initial feedback and just go back to the drawing board and see what I need to do to really be a force at the next pro stage I jump on after that. So that's what I got going on. Kaylin, I know you're training hard, so we're going to be watching for you to be stepping on some stages too. And with that being said, we have time for a snickerdoodle shout-out.
Snickerdoodle is snickerfoodle. And today, chocolate is the way because there's one.
There you go. So we can share snickerdoodle and chocolate tonight. But I'm telling you, we're still going to be having our taste test challenge that's coming up at the Minnesota Mayhem. So more details to come on that, folks. So keep your ears open. On behalf of myself, Kaylin, and the boys at P4P Muscle, your body is a temple, so let's build it.
With snickerdoodle.